I can't complain about the tax system if I'm always taking from it. You should want to make more money so you have more control over what happens in the government that is regulating your business. If all you're doing is staying underneath that, then you're saying, I agree with being owned.
That was just a sample of the powerful and passionate message you're going to hear from my guest today on the God and Gigs show. Now, I know that finances, tax advice, and inspiration don't normally go in the same sentence, but trust me, you're going to want to hear every bit of this fascinating talk about how you can take ownership of your business life, your financial life, and your creative life so that you can truly impact the world in a better way. Let me welcome our new listeners. We're going to cue the intro music and we'll get right into this fascinating interview.
Artists, musicians, and creatives of all kinds, looking for help balancing your passion to create with your everyday life? Not sure if your faith can coexist with your profession? Welcome to a place where real artists discuss real life. You're listening to the God and Gigs Show. Visit godandgigs.com for show notes, links, and more information.
Hello and welcome to the show. Thank you so much for making this podcast a part of your creative day. And especially if you are new to the show, thank you for giving us a chance. We're here to help you build a better creative life from the inside out by applying timeless spiritual principles to the temporary creative problems that you might be facing. And I am your host, Alan C. Paul. And my guest today is going to help you put a whole new perspective on the dreaded T-A-X word, taxes. I know that may seem like a dry subject, but not when you talk to Samantha Singletary, which is the person that you're going to hear from in just a couple of minutes. She is a business tax accountant and a highly sought after international speaker. She's the founder and CEO of Talks Tax Group and several other businesses that she runs. But what I really want you to understand that you're about to hear is a mindset shift from thinking of taxes as just something that's boring and you have to do and that takes money out of your pocket to something that you have control over because you have control over your business. I have never been more educated nor inspired by someone that's talking about this subject than I was by Samantha. She is incredibly engaging. You're going to love every minute of this, listening to her story and how she breaks everything down. So make sure you definitely get ready to save this episode or get a pencil or a pad to write down some tips and notes. This is going to be one of those interviews you are going to really shake your head and say, wow, I never thought of it like that before. Without any further delay, here's my interview with Samantha Singletary. Welcome to the God and Gigs Show. How are you?
I am great. Thanks for having me. I'm super excited to be here and talk to your audience today.
We were already laughing. Like I got to tell you, like we are. This may be the most unprofessional professional development podcast because we are just having a ball talking about all the problems and the fail. I actually do emails every Friday. I call it Friday Fails, and it's so funny that we were just talking about forgetting things. Because my Friday fail was on what I've forgotten as a musician, walking out the house without my keys, without my keyboard, without my chords. And there's just so much that goes into the entrepreneurial life. And one of the things I know we forget is what we have to deal with our finances, taxes, things like that. Like yeah. We want to leave that behind, but you've made that your mission. So first, let people to know you. Tell them just a little bit about yourself. Give them a little 30-second elevator speech of what you do. And then we'll jump right into how you help clients and business owners and people like us.
Great. Well, my name is Samantha Singletary. I'm an expert tax strategist and I own a company called Talk Tax Group. I'm trying to say that five times as Alan said. and what I do, I've been doing this. I started doing taxes in high school and I fell in love with tax law. But then I got away from it because I thought, it's really nobody really cares about that. Everybody can do that themselves. And then as I grew up and got older, I found out that was not true. I have an MBA in accounting, a master's in accounting, specializations in taxation. I'm currently on my final exam for my enrolled agent's license. And I have several people that I have an enrolled agent that works for me, as well as a case manager. And so we're slowly growing the practice. And I'm a mom of three.
Okay.
He's 22 now as of 2 days ago. And then I have the beautiful 9-year-old who just turned 10. And then I have my daughter that just turned 20. And I'm a godmom to many.
Come on, godmom.
And I'm a Mimi to two twin boys. So I'm a busy lady. And I also am ordained in ministry. And so God is the center focus of my heart and my life. And he is the center focus of Talks Tax Group, or what we call it for short, TTG.
Okay. Well, first of all, again, I love that we're messing around with the name. And it is. We're going to create a commercial about Talks Tax. We're going to do a raffle or a giveaway. If you can put an Instagram reel and send it to God and Gigs and say that 5 times fast correctly. But yeah, I love everything you just shared, Samantha, because everything about your story, everything about your mission really revolves around service. That's the thing that really grabbed me, because you just said you fell in love with tax. Who falls in love with tax law? Like, but I want to say, no, I'm being very serious now. I want to be serious at the same time that we're laughing. But the people that are listening to this might say the same thing. Like, wait a minute, what are you talking about? That could be a mission. That could be something you can fall in love with. But serving people the way that you're serving them and helping them to, because this big issue, I've had a couple of other tax professionals, a few, you know, maybe a year or two ago, had some guys on talking about this same issue. But what people don't realize is what a huge part of their life, how it can take over your life. Yes. And can you talk about first, I hate to start with the negative.
No,
but let's kind of like let people who are listening right now that you're about to tune out, like, oh my gosh, I don't need this. I don't want to think about finances. I'm a musician. I'm an artist. I'm a creative business owner. I want to think about logos and fun and making stuff. And I don't even want to go near a spreadsheet or an IRS form. So first, can you start a little bit with the negatives of what happens when we don't take this part of our business life seriously?
The first thing that happens is that I see happen to creatives, they lose their creative work. Mm. And it's disheartening to me that the thing that the creator of the universe gave you, that is the most valuable thing in the world, is your creativity, the projects that you've created, the music that you've created, the clothing you created, that the IRS can come and seize that to pay back your tax debt. So taxes are so important. I always tell my clients, two things you're always going to have all your life. You're going to get the enjoyment to live and die with taxes. You're born with a tax number and you die with one. Mm. We file them when you're born, and we file them when you die. So, and in between there, you can either make the IRS a painstaking part of your life, or you can make it a minimal aspect of your business or your creative career. A lot of people don't understand that your music or your artwork or the t-shirts you make or mugs you make or whatever it is that you do creatively is an asset. And that when you don't pay your taxes, the IRS can say, this is of this value and we can seize it. And so I don't want you to run away from the conversation, because it's a conversation that we need to have. And we need to have it, especially in our community, because we were the ones that started taxation. We were the reason why taxes came about, the reason why the Civil War happened, the reason why we became free.
My goodness, please dig into this. I've never heard that phrase before. This is eye-opening for me right now, because as soon as you said it, I kind of did the little double take. So yeah, I was like, wait, you know, what do you mean? But it suddenly started to like filter down in my mind and my history knowledge. It's like, wait a minute. There's a lot of truth to that. Can you just like, you know, again, I think this opens up both people who are saying this has nothing to do with me except for getting a refund, hopefully, or just praying and, you know, sending some receipts and praying that they get their money back. But this also has to do with kind of like the core of being an owner, being someone that's in control. So can you, please expound on that, like what that means.
Yeah. that's our goal. That's my goal as a tax professional, is to empower you to be in control of it and not it having control of you. And in our community, taxes have control over us, either in the refund aspect or the pay aspect.
Okay.
It controls the way we function, as individuals in society, and the way we function in our business. And the reason why is I did some research, because when God really was calling me into doing taxes and into this financial field, I was like, Lord, what is the reason? Like, you know, they've got all this software now. Why do you want me to do this at this time? And he, you know, just began to open up the research to me, and I began to study the history of it. And our taxation laws started when Abraham Lincoln wanted taxation and increased taxes on the slaves in the South. And the Southern slave owners did not want to pay taxes for us because we were deemed property. And so the war was about going down in the South and getting taxes out of them for the slaves that they owned. And so we were property that needed to be taxed so the government could fund for construction and growth and all that stuff. They wanted us to be counted as part of what they owned as their income and equity and all of that stuff. And so the war started. And as the war went on, he thought about, oh, let's, you know, free the slaves. But here's the key, you guys, we're freed because he couldn't win it to get the money out of them. It was too many people dying, too much bloodshed. Nothing was coming of the war. The country was going more in debt. It was becoming more problematic in Congress, more problematic in the Senate. And so it was like, what's the answer? Is to, if we can't get what we need off of them, then let them go. Let them not be a commodity anymore. And so, you know, for me, it's like they let us no longer be what was the reason for taxation. They now want us to be the ones that pay a lot into it. We are now, you know, the ones I looked at some census numbers, and over 65-70% of African Americans are in tax trouble. Where there's a smaller percentage of the other races that don't have these issues. And it's because they understand taxes from a very early age. We only understand taxes in our community from refund or claim a kid or, you know, make a little money. You don't have to pay a lot. And we need to understand that there are very great benefits to us if we use the tax system correctly. It can actually benefit our businesses and our lives. And so that's what my mission is. It's one of the cores here. Our core value is to educate and our community. And really with creatives, because I'm a creative, you know, that's how I release the other side of my brain.
Yeah.
To give me rest. And my children are creative. My son is a rapper. My daughter draws and paints. My goddaughter, who's also like, you know, my baby, she does, you know, making things and all. And my youngest son is always designing games. And so creativity is all around you.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. So I am so blessed already, because you put a whole nother perspective on this that I never knew, number one. So everyone needs to save this episode, write this down, and make sure you credit Samantha Singletary as giving you that enlightenment when it comes to what the history of taxation really is all about. But then the second part that really does strike me is what you said about now the government is simply getting the money from us, whether it be creators, business owners, African-Americans, whatever category you're in. If you are not taking that seriously, literally, it's like you're giving away part of your life, giving away part of your ownership. Like you said, when you die, they take, you know, estate taxes and things like that. It's like you don't even have a say in that unless you've planned it. And even when you're leaving this earth, you still have to take care of these responsibilities to the government. And so what I really was going to go back to is asking you, what is it that you look for in a business owner? Let's go from the negative to the positive. What would be the thing that you wish people would do that would say, hey, they're getting it. This person, this creative, is not just collecting receipts, although I have apps and things like that. I finally got my, look, I'm the prodigal son right now. I'll tell you right now. I am one of those in that, what was it, 60%? What was the quote? 60%, 70% in trouble?
70%, yeah.
I'm in the wrong side of that percentage, okay? So I got my act, I'm getting my act together. So that's if great. I was to come to you, what would you say if I come to you with X, Y, and Z? You'd say, oh, they're getting it. These are the things that show me that they are taking their planning, their financial stuff seriously as a business or as a creative. We'll get back to Samantha's incredible insights on this subject in just one moment. But I wanted to ask you, do you sometimes feel like a lone wolf creative? Do you sometimes think you are going it alone, that you wish you had the tools or the resources or the people or the process around you to really help you get to that next level that seems so elusive? If so, we have created a community and a resource that's exactly what you need. It's called Gotten Gigs 360. It's our membership for highly motivated creatives who want to get out of their own way and thrive as creative entrepreneurs. If you join Gotten Gigs 360, you get full access to our community, bi-weekly group Q&As. We have courses on how to solidify your spiritual foundation, mastering your creative market, boldly accepting your mission. There is so much interaction and encouragement going on in our discussion forums in Gotten Gigs 360. Really everything you need to get completely confident in exploring and really embracing your mission as a creative is there in Gotten Gigs 360. I can't recommend it enough. We have dozens of members who are joining by the day, and I want you to be one of them. All you have to do is go to gottengigs.com/free trial. The link is also in the show notes, but you get a free trial, no risk, always to jump in, check it out, and find out all the benefits of Gotten Gigs 360 for your creative career. GottenGigs.com/free trial, or just find the link in our description. Now let's get back to this fascinating talk with my friend, Samantha Singletary. So if I was to come to you, what would you say if I come to you with X, Y, and Z? You'd say, oh, they're getting it. These are the things that show me that they are taking their planning, their financial stuff seriously as a business or as a creative.
One of the first things is books, having books as an entrepreneur and as a business owner, having books. That is the biggest problem I see, is that they come into me with a shoebox or they come into me with numbers they wrote on a piece of paper and they think that that's enough for audit or for the IRS. Yes, I love that you bring me the box because it keeps me employed and I get to put together books. All of that. But I don't like it for you because you don't know what you made. You don't know what you spent. You don't know your profit. You don't know your net profit. So one of the first things I always do when I have clients come in is I always ask, what's your net profit? And I usually hear, Sam, I don't know. I just know I owe the IRS $20. And I go, yeah, but that's all interest and late fees and all that stuff. We need to go back and look at your taxes. The second thing is look at your taxes when they're being done. When you go to a tax professional or you have an accountant, don't just say, oh, it's done and it's behind me. Pick them up and look at them.
Yeah.
Make sure you're getting all the necessary deductions and credits and expenses are listed and home credits and all of that. Make sure all of that's in there, that you are getting all of that, because when you don't, and you look at the news, right, and you go, well, look at Donald Trump. How he only had to pay $1,500? Because his tax professional has went and wrote off his lights, his water, his core, his this, his that. But your tax professional has just said, you made $5,000, you only had these little bit of expenses, and we're moving on. So that's my second thing. My third thing that I really, when they come into me, that I look for is, I like that they don't have any knowledge. I look for you to have none because I get to spend time with you educating you.
Got it.
If you come to me with, I know everything, then I'm just going to do like a regular accounting process. She'll put you out the door, which means you're probably going to lose some information I may have because I like to research, where a lot of my counterparts, they don't. They tell me all the time, you're the only one that's going to sit and go through the tax code and RIM book and look at precedented cases and all this stuff to figure out if you can write off a G-Wagon. And I'll go, yeah, I'm that girl. If you can write it off.
I
look for.
Look, I love the fact that you just said it, because I have these always turn to therapy sessions for me, where I just tell her all my business, and you know, only you know, a couple hundred thousand people may hear this one day. But I had that same situation where I took a someone said, "Oh, you know, this is a real estate guy. He makes a lot of money, and this is his accountant. Oh, well, he makes a lot of money. If I just hire his guy, he'll know what to do with my stuff." 3 years later, I'm like, what? Why is my bill? And it was because I was just a number to him. Mm-hmm. He was just filling out the numbers I was giving him. I was not paying any attention. I was not doing my, you know, my receipts, getting my app, getting my deductions. And that's really where the snowball happened, Samantha. I'm just thinking, I'm being the prodigal son coming to you for absolution, because I absolutely did exactly that. Assumed that the person that was on the other side of the desk just would work on my behalf. When he has, I mean, they moved the tax deadlines this year, right? But normally, this is like the downtime, April 15th, right? So I think, you know, they say, and this is the time that I've been told, this is when I should be coming to you asking the questions to plan for next year, instead of waiting until December 31st, when you guys are slammed and praying, oh, wait, can you sit with me? So there's so much about that planning and thinking ahead. And like you said, going back and looking at it, that means we actually had to take, again, I don't think you want, and I love the third thing you said, don't come in knowing everything.
Yeah, because I've had this happen. I had someone come in, they appeared to me that they knew a lot about taxes and, you know, taxation, and they understood finances and SEP accounts and all this. They had all this 401k and dividend information. And so I thought, great, we'll do the taxes. You know, it's not, our main focus is resolution, but we'll do the taxes. And so my case admin, who is also my goddaughter, she passed it over to me and was like, that's all they need. And so we had a meeting and I was like, no, you're going to have to pay, you know, X amount of dollars. And they were like, here's the reality. I don't know. And I went, but most accountants don't care that we don't know. I said, but I care, because I want you to be empowered. Listen, the key for you to have a business is to empower and to expand and to create opportunity in your community.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
If your business is under the pressure of tax debt, if it's under the pressure of not knowing its numbers, and you don't have your coding right on your business, and you're not S-corped when you should be, or you're S-corped when you shouldn't be, or if all of the foundation of this business is messed up, you're not an asset to the community. Wow. So if all I do is take your money and don't educate you, I'm not giving back to the community that I'm taking from. I'm here to give back to that community so that you can give back to that community, so we can continue to expand and no longer become the minority community that's finally, you know, growing, but become the community that everyone is looking to for growth and expansion in our world. And so that's why I do what I do. And I love it. And I'll see you in 12 hours.
I've never felt more joy in the mission of thinking about taxes than I just did, because really does. It really does. Like, you know what I had a thought of? It really does come down. I thought, you know, we're talking about the Bible too. We're both Christians.
Yeah.
I had an image in my head, even of Daniel and those guys in that kingdom, where they started to shine. They learned all the systems. They were not of that system of Nebuchadnezzar and golden calves and all that kind of stuff. They actually got singled out, right? Yeah. Because they understood and they were excellent. They stood above the pack, having knowledge about the whole system, how things work. And then went until he said something crazy and said, you know, worship this and don't worship this. They had it down. They knew how to function in this different economy, in this different system. And they ended up being elevated. They stood out because they didn't allow, like, oh, let's just do what everybody else is doing. Oh, let's just, no one else is, you know, following through these tax things. Oh, you know, don't, like you said, that one's a crazy one. Don't make too much. Hide your income. I heard it on another podcast lately that you want, is a weird way to say it, you don't want to pay more taxes, but you do want that pressure of extra income to come. You do want the extra income, yeah, so that you need to find a way to not pay as much taxes. So why do you think people still kind of have that myth about, oh, I should hide or not make more money, when the whole point of us being a business and musicians, especially musicians and creatives, you know, we don't realize that the whole, we can be successful and earn more money without being slammed by the tax man.
I think that really comes from this mindset we've been given that less is more. Mm. And we've been given this falsehood of poverty. I call it a poverty mindset, because I say, like, I think when we're going into our second year in the firm, and I was laughing because I was like, I jumped up and down and I was like, yay, I got to give the IRS some dollars. And everybody was like, why are you celebrating that? So, and I go, because you know what this means? I'm now not a taker of the system or part of the oppression of the system, but I'm now a contributor. It means I get to make decisions. It means I get to be the person that says, I don't agree with that bill. I can't say that if I'm always receiving from it.
Wow.
I can't complain about the tax system if I'm always taking from it. But if I'm the one that's giving into it, I have the right to say, hey, I don't agree with a hike in my capital gains tax. That's ridiculous. I'm not paying that. I don't agree with stimulus checks going on for another 7 to 8 months, because that's affecting my business. You should want to make more money so you have more control over what happens in the government that is regulating your business. If all you're doing is staying underneath that, then you're saying, I agree with being owned.
Oof. Ouch. Okay. That was a punch to the gut. My goodness. My goodness. I think, everybody take a deep breath. Everybody that's listening, take a deep breath. It's all right. She's giving you good. This is good. This is good for you. It's like a personal trainer. It hurts, but it's good for you. I love the fact that we are focusing right now on, I would say, instead of poverty mindset, growth mindset, ownership mindset. So much of this, Samantha, and I know you can agree with this, I feel you're going to agree with this, is not about X's and O's. Although I have, again, being the worst of the worst, chief of sinners, I have started to find those little clues, joining little masterminds here and there, getting my, you know, paying attention to the right people who gave me those little things of advice that saved me 2%, 3%, 10%. And all of a sudden it's like, wait, I thought I was going to owe something. Now I got my little, you know, I was right at zero, and it was like a celebration. Like you said, it was a celebration. It's like, oh, I paid this much and I didn't have to pay anymore at the end of the year. That's a celebration.
Yeah.
But I feel like a lot of people do get caught up in the X's and O's, and, oh, you got to know this little tax thing and this little tax write-off and this little thing. And then they get overwhelmed. But what you're talking about, I feel, and what the message I believe to business owners, musicians, creators, whoever's listening, is not about, oh, you need to be a tax professional. That's what you're for. What they need to be, and what I think you want them to be, is real entrepreneurs who care about not just the community, not just their business, but care about growing in themselves. It's almost personal development. Am I right?
It is. And that's one of the things I tend to do with my clients. I get a lot of new entrepreneurs. I like newbies because I like birthing things. Hmm. And it's always a personal growth because they hit blockades in their business or in their mindset. And they're like, I know I got to do my taxes here, but so I want to write off $25,000. I only made $5,000. I'm like, no. We're not going to have a business that is always having negative, because it's a hobby. A lot of Black businesses are hobbies with an LLC attached. Because they have been told, write it all off. So it's about growing yourself to the place where, no, I don't need to account for this because I want my tax return to show I had a net profit of $10,000 or net profit of $20,000. So when I get ready to go to that bank, I don't got to go get a W-2 job to buy this house. I don't have to go get a job with a W-2 attached to it to get me my new car, because my taxes show I've got consistent profit coming in my business. You see? So it's about growing your inner man to understand that this isn't my enemy. This isn't something I need to hide from and dodge. This isn't something meant to destroy me. This is something that I can use that's going to benefit me financially in getting investments and getting loans and buying things. And I don't need to go and run. I see this with a lot of entrepreneurs. They will write it all off, put the business through negative, and they want to go buy a house, so they go back to corporate, right? You never had to go back to corporate, because some of the things you could have just said, I'll eat that this year because I need the bank to be able to approve my loan. In the other communities outside of our community, they do that. They come to me and they go, hey, make the numbers work because I need to buy this BMW next week. Which means don't write off all the stuff you see in my books.
Yeah.
I'll eat it so I can go get the BMW. Where we come in and say, get me a refund. We've got to grow beyond wanting a handout to wanting to be to lift our own self up. And do that through our taxes. I see where we don't do, our own personal individual 401k plan. So we'll say, I got to go back to corporate because I want to do investments. But you're making decent money that you could put $1,000 into that SIP tax-free. You don't have to worry about it messing with your taxes. Gives you a good break. Money sitting there if you need it. Things looking good. May not make your books look like you can get a refund back. But you're in a position where if you need to go get some money, somebody's going to look at those returns and say, yeah, we could lend it to them because they're at least paying their bills, but they're also having money left over.
Yeah.
The business is viable. A viable business has a positive margin. And so, those are the things that I want people to internally grow beyond is that, Sam, here's my taxes. Get me out of this and get me some money back. No. Get you to the place where you're profiting, maybe not paying $10,000, maybe got to pay $1,500 this year, but your business is viable.
Oh gosh, so good. This is, I'm telling you, you're setting some people free. I feel the bonds lifting off of people right now as you're listening. And let me quickly go to this because we've really, really, really hammered home. And I love this feeling of people dropping that mindset because I've had that same kind of argument in my head. I don't want to go too deep down the rabbit hole, but even in terms of what you've been talking about, like the ownership versus the takers, right?
Yeah.
And one of the things, oh gosh, if I go here, this is going to turn into a financial show. I'm trying so hard not to go here. I'll just say with certain ideas about forgiving certain debts, my fear is people who have never learned to take care of this amount without the debt. And then you suddenly say, hey, here's all this money that you don't owe anymore. And suddenly expect that they will know what to do.
Like Correct.
Expecting to have a millionaire ability to handle $1 million, having never earned or taken care of $1 million, that kind of thing. So that's kind of where I'm going to leave that alone because that's a whole other subject.
But we could tie that back into growth mindset because when you're starting that business, one of the aspects of our business that we do is we work with businesses. We do business strategy, business growth, business planning. Tomorrow, I have a session with a client. We're actually going to map out the plan for the business and do the financial plan for the quarter growth for the first. This will be our first quarter really doing it. So we're going to map out each month what she needs to do and all that. But let's use that, what you were talking about, Alan, and use that as this moment. It's a great learning moment.
Okay.
Here you're going to wipe out this debt, right? And you're going to all of a sudden free everyone and they're going to do what? Go get more debt. Because the pressure of owing something is gone and you don't know what to do when you are free to do whatever you want to do, right? So here it is with your business. I tell my clients that come in, this is your first year. I know you're watching social media. I know everybody's got the BMWs and the Mercedes and they're leaning up against them and you're all excited and you think you're going to run out the gate and make six figures, stripping yourself naked and going viral and it's going to give you six figures. I'm just going to do that. And I have to bring them back and say, you first, I'm looking at your personal finances before you started this business.
Right.
You can't handle your personal with a job. How about let's get through the first three numbers? Let's make the first three zeros and see how we manage the first three zeros before we go to the next. So when you talk about that, that's a growth thing. That's a mindset thing.
Yeah.
And being free of everything means I'm still going to be looking for somebody to put something else in my hand. Oh. And not have to work for it. And that, at TTG, that's not what we're here for. We're not here to get you out of it, to get you back in it. What I tell my resolution clients, when I get you out of this tax debt, we're going to talk about what you're not going to do to get back in it. And we're going to map out and work on your mindset while I'm working on it. While I'm working on resolving this and arguing this with the IRS, because they like to argue. They don't just say, oh, okay, well, we'll be willing to wipe out $120,000 debt. They don't do that.
Right. Yeah, and I was just going to say, that's literally what you deal with. You do help clients to lower that debt, that you find ways where there are things that you can like do legally, right?
Yeah.
To absolve them. But you're right. If they don't change their mindset, oh my gosh, scripture is all over this.
Yeah.
If you clean the house of all those demons and don't do anything, Jesus said, exactly. You guys in a podcast, he's holding up the number 7. So y'all look up that scripture. You know, you should know what we're talking about. It's so clear that we have to change that first. Now, I do want to go back practical real quick, because again, prodigal son of taxes, I have picked up a couple of habits and I want you to like use me as the guinea pig and as an example and tell me, are these some good habits that actually help me walk toward taking care of my finances as a business owner, as a creative? One thing that I finally started doing is I got an app to manage to watch my mileage, to mileage deductions. That was a huge one for me. I have not yet gotten into QuickBooks. My wife does QuickBooks, but I'm still trying to work out that financial software thing to actually track that kind of stuff. And the third thing I want to ask you about, kind of like, again, like as me being the person trying to figure this out, is what about actually hiring someone like you? When I say, wait, I'm a beginning business owner, I don't even know if I can afford an accountant and a bookkeeper and all those things. So can you just address that, like the beginning stages of apps, financial software, and then bringing in a professional like you?
Sure. Apps are great. And I just launched a Facebook group called Biz Startup System to start giving those who can't afford the bookkeeper and the accounting yet the apps that they need to use. The mileage apps are great. There's actually one mileage app that will convert your stuff and prepare it for taxes. That you can use. I like Mileage IQ. I prefer Mileage IQ.
Okay.
Because it'll automatically come on and off. It'll pop up when you get in the car and it'll ask you, is this business related or personal? And it'll log it for you. So I really like that for that. With QuickBooks, there's an app that you can put on your phone that literally, if your wife does the back end of the QuickBooks for you, you can actually take pictures of everything you're doing. And it will just put it in there and then she can go in and do the ledger. So you don't actually need to know how to go and do all of that part, Alan, but you can put the QuickBooks Self-Employed on your phone and you can take pictures of all your receipts, expenses, and even put your mileage in. And then when she goes to sit down to do the book, she can pull and retrieve all that information and clean it up and get it done that way. What I tell people who can't, well, when they come to me, we have several ways that we do payments because I have a lot of startups, a lot of people who necessarily can't afford my top tier, paying all of that. So we worked it out where they do payment plans with us monthly. And I'm willing to do that. You know, when I did it, some of my colleagues was like, no, ma'am. I was like, I have to help. Like,
yeah. See, and I hate that even that. I didn't even mean to go that direction, but it does. It's like, wait, you're a business owner. We just talked about making sure you make more income. And here we are talking about like making sure that people, you know, doing on the free 99 plan. I'm not saying that at all, but I was just thinking in terms of kind of like what you said, whereas this is a necessary expense so that you can save money later. I am so glad I actually spent the money eventually. learn to spend the money because I saved so much more when I had the right professionals in line. So that's the only thing I was talking about, like letting people see that there is a trade-off, but the trade-off is worth it, you know,
to get it. It is. And they're learning that as they, you know, invest in it. Invest in your education. Invest in the integrity of a firm. I tell you to get three things you need to start a business. I always say you need an accountant, a lawyer, and I make a joke, and an assistant. Because, of course, you forget, as a CEO, you forget you can't do everything yourself. You can't. It's not possible. I've tried it. It doesn't work. But if they can't get to someone, then definitely use the apps that you need. Take the free classes that you can take.
Yeah.
And then find someone that may be willing to work with you as you grow. Because one of the things I found is I've worked with some clients as they've grown, and now they're at the place where they're dropping it and they could just drop it and go.
Yeah.
Because I said, hey, let's work together and get you there. And so find someone that will be willing to do that so that you can get the education.
Right.
As you grow. So when you get to the millions and they're in place handling your multi-million dollar business, you've had that relationship. That's one of the important things to me is relationship building in this industry, is that we need to be together so that we understand each other's languages, each other's needs, and the business needs of the business that you have.
Oh, well, I'm telling you, nobody that's going to listen to this is going to say, you know what? You know what I don't need? I don't need a Samantha. I don't need someone as inspiring and who will educate me. I don't need any of that. I'm just going to go. So please, let's make sure they know the information on how to reach you, because I can already tell just from the spirit of what you get. This is why I knew God was leading me to reach out to you. Because I said, this lady is just too good. If she's just typing this stuff, just imagine sitting down with her for an hour, you know, and just being able to pick your brain and just learn everything you have to share. And again, so much of this, I want to call it back to this as you give your information, is your mission is to serve and to help people really find that God-given gift and give it back to the world through their business, whatever it is. It's just, you know, you have it, you have books, you've been giving out to the world and blessing people through your ministry without even saying it, right? Because your ministry is your work, and it's like, it goes together. So tell people, how can they follow you? How can they connect with you? And just how can they get more of this inspiration that you're offering?
Great. You guys can follow me at Sam Singletary. That's S-A-M Singletary, S-I-N-G-L-E-T-A-R-Y. And then you can also find our practice. It's at Talk, T-A-L-K-S. Tax Group, and our website is talkstax.com. I'm going under some reconstruction on it to make it easy for my clients to do a lot of stuff, get forms, get free things I have for them, education things that they need. And then you always can find me on Facebook, Instagram.
She's a great follow, you guys.
Follow me. And I love sharing, love giving, sharing my life, my story, my journey. As well as giving you guys education and tips for things that are changing in the world of tech and things that are needful to grow your business. So I'm excited that I got this opportunity to share my heart my passion with your listeners. So thank you so much, Alan.
No, thank you. It was my pleasure and honor. And again, this is not the last time, because now you just gave everybody a taste of your knowledge. So we're going to be asking, we're going to be, you know, knocking on the door, the virtual door, asking you to come back in, talk to more people. And we're going to be sharing your information inside of our membership, you know, because we have some people who are like really go-getters who are really ready for this. And so I want to make sure they have as much access to this as possible and that they take advantage of your resources. Samantha, thank you so much. God bless you. And like I said, hopefully we'll be talking again soon.
Thank you. We'll talk soon.
My friend, if you are not looking at taxes and finances in a different way, I suggest that you download this episode and run it again, because I am totally in a new place when it comes to my financial life because of the advice that Samantha gave. I'm already doing the things on the inside that, you know, the numbers stuff, but now I have a overarching understanding of how important it is to take control of my financial life. And that includes my tax preparation and my strategies. So please, you want to stay in touch with Samantha, follow all of her links and follow her group on social so that you can stay in touch with her and continue to get the kind of inspiration that you just heard. And speaking of inspiration, you will find much more of that in our God and Gigs creative community on Facebook. That's our free group that you can always join just by answering a couple of questions on Facebook. And you'll find more creatives just like Samantha who are sharing advice, encouragement, and inspiration there. And I just cannot tell you enough how important it is that you subscribe so that you get this show on your app and also review the show, because every time you review the show, it really does help us to reach more people with this kind of incredible encouragement. So please do us a favor, just a couple of moments, a couple of minutes to leave a review. It makes a world of difference. So until I see you next time, continue to become the creative that you were created to be. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great one. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for joining us here at the God and Gigs Show. Please leave us a review on iTunes, like our Facebook page, or visit godandgigs.com and tell us what you thought of this show. We'll be back soon. In the meantime, go create something amazing.